Good morning.
Good morning.
For those of you who don't know me, my name is Glenn. I am part of the leadership team here. Ian said he'd very much like me to talk to you this morning. One of the reasons being that we were off on holiday when our previous We Love service series were going on, and I wasn't here. So he said, I'd like you to do this one. But the one thing I want you to do is keep it short. So I'm sure you'll be very pleased. That's what I'm going to try and do. He also then, when I was on holiday, sent me a whole load of things he thought I should cover. I've got some of them here, and you'll be quite pleased. But I am very aware, especially for our folk, that Ian did a very good talk earlier on when we first introduced the idea of deacons. Also, he has been kindly putting out little videos for you all this week, so I think you should know where we are. For guests, I will just go through what we're doing and why. So why are we appointing deacons? Well, first of all, as Ian said earlier, it's biblical. We see overseers, elders and deacons described in the Bible, especially in the New Testament. Also, as he touched on, this is something that we as a leadership team have been encouraged to look at by Mike and Morris and Steph, who put in the apostolic input for relational mission. So ourselves and other RM churches are now moving forward with this process. I suppose that then says, well, what is a deacon? And again, Ian touched on this morning. Deacon comes from the Greek word diakonos, which means helper. And if we look in the Bible, there are two main passages that we go to. And in Acts 6, we see probably one of, if not the first, appointing of deacons. And the leaders of the church in Jerusalem become aware that there are a group of widows who seem to be missing out on the food distribution. So what they do, if we look at Acts 6, verses 3 and 4, they say this, "Brothers and sisters, choose 7 men from among you who are known to be full of the Spirit and wisdom. We will turn this responsibility over to them, and we will give our attention to prayer and the ministry of the word." So that was freeing up those elders and those leaders to do what they were called to do, and bringing in other people to take that load off them and also probably fulfill a calling that they had. And it goes on in Acts, it says, or they say basically, that the group as a whole were very pleased with this, and it says, "This pleased the whole group, and they chose 7 men and presented them to the apostles, who prayed and laid hands on them," which again, him touched on, that's something we're going to be doing a little later. So then I guess the question is, how is that applicable to us? And there are 4 of us elders, and we couldn't possibly do everything that is needed in the time that we have. Also, we don't have the calling to cover all that God has planned for New Life Church. So we need helpers, we need deacons. And I think, as Ian said, we're a little bit late perhaps bringing this in. So if we then say, well, we need helpers, we need deacons, where do we look for instruction? And we go to 1 Timothy 3. And in the NIV it says it's a list of qualifications for leaders, elders and deacons. And I think you're probably after this process now very familiar with this passage. So I just want to see what the message has to say about it. And to start with, we're going to be looking at verses 1 to 7. And here we're talking about overseers, elders, pastors, which are all interchangeable names for a similar role. Words won't come up because I don't think we've got the message on our system. So starting from verse 1, it says, "If anyone wants to provide leadership in the church, good." And that's good with an apostrophe. "But there are preconditions. A leader must be well thought of, committed to his wife, cool and collected, accessible and hospitable. He must know what he's talking about, not be overfond of wine, not pushy, but gentle, not thin-skinned, not money hungry, must handle his own affairs well, attentive to his own children and having their respect. For if someone is unable to handle his own affairs, how can he take care of God's church? He must not be a new believer, lest the position go to his head and the devil trips him up. Outsiders must think well of him, or else the devil will figure out a way to lure him into a trap. It then goes on in verses 8 to 13, and in the NIV again it's called Instructions for Deacons. But here it says, the same goes for those who want to be servants in the church. Serious, not deceitful, not too free with the bottle, not in it for what they can get out. They must be reverent before the mystery of the faith, not using their position to try to run things. Let them prove themselves first. If they show they can do it, take them on. No exceptions to be made for women. Same qualifications. Serious, dependable, not sharp-tongued, not over-fond of wine. Servants in the church are to be committed to their spouses, attentive to their own children, and diligent in looking after their own affairs. Those who do this servant work will come to be highly respected, a real credit to this Jesus faith. That's quite a lot of things that you supposedly need to qualify for. I know for myself some of those are still a work in progress. But what I like about this passage is it says those who wants to be servants in the church. Yes, the NIV calls them deacons, and we are indeed appointing deacons. But what struck me is it's not about winning a badge, not a badge of office, we're not handing out deacons' robes, not anything like that. We are recognising people who have the qualities I've just read out. Because in biblical leadership, it's far more important to have good character than worry about what their qualifications or the position they hold in society. Obviously, it helps with life's experiences. They can then bring that into the roles that they're filling. Again, I think that's another reason for saying not new believers. They haven't necessarily had that much life experience or church experience. Now, some of these lovely people have been doing these roles for a good while, where some of the others are relatively new roles, and we've identified these roles to be filled, and we feel we've got the right people to fill them and develop them. So, why these particular roles? Well, we believe they have a calling into these positions. When I was thinking about this, I couldn't help going back to our banners. We love Jesus. I can confirm they love Jesus. They love Jesus because he first loved them. They sacrificially love Jesus because he called them to follow him and they've responded. Move them all around. We love one another. They love one another. They sacrificially love like Jesus. They freely give their love, their time, their hospitality, their understanding, their compassion, their teaching, their finances, to love and serve others. Off the top of my head, things like children's work, Harvest Youth Group, pastoral care. Where's that hiding? Over there. They love this town. They love the people of this town. You only have to look through Tot Screw, Parent Cafe, Attic. And I just love that we now have former Attic kids coming to the Tot Screw with their own children. Those seeds are being sown. But not just through that, there's other things. Churches together, the Christmas meal. Or just spending time with your friends and your neighbours, having street parties and things like that with your neighbours. It's all loving one another, and it's all loving this town. But there's more. This amazing building. Yes, it's a gift from God. It's a blessing from God. But our building team have served us so well. And we can now serve and share the love of Jesus with this town far more than we could. We can invite people in. We can go out from here. We can do far more than we ever did before. That leaves one more. They love the nations. That one over there. Conveniently, somebody's put me a shoebox there. We are at the minute in the middle of the shoebox appeal, sending Christmas presents to children in other nations. I think virtually everybody here has prayed for, like we did this morning, for different nations, for Ukraine, for Israel, for Africa. They've all raised money for different causes of war. And then we have Martin and Lorena. As you know, sadly for, well, if you're a guest, you might not know, sadly for us, but really excitedly and blessing the church in Serbia, Martin and Lorena are heading off next summer to Serbia, serving the nations. So I believe that each and every one of these lovely people blesses each and every one of us. But not just us. They bless far more people than that. They bless loads of people in this town, in the surrounding area, where they work. I hope they inspire you. You see, they all have busy lives. They have family, jobs, church rotas, all sorts of other things. But they find time to devote to God, to follow his calling. As a leadership team, we want you to know, we have recognized their love, their faith, their calling to take on these roles as deacons. We believe it blesses the whole church as they lead in these roles, and it blesses us as elders to know that these roles are being filled by godly people who have called to those roles. And I think the one thing that I want you to do this week, not just today, but this week and probably the next week, I really want you to press at the prayer board. And you may say, why? Well, we're here today, we're celebrating this. We're celebrating our deacons. We're celebrating what they do. We're celebrating that calling. Heaven is celebrating that as well. But I just want to warn you, the enemy will not like that. The enemy will be stamping his feet. And what he'll want to do is he's going to want to attack some or all of them over the next couple of weeks, because he does not want to see this as a victory. So I just want to ask you to just keep praying for these guys over the next couple of weeks. Just pray protection on them as they step into these realms. And that's pretty much all I really wanted to share. I did say I'd keep it short. And so I'm just going to hand it back to you.